Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Thriving with ADHD Workbook for Teens, Improve Focus, Get Organized, and Succeed by Allison Tyler LCSW is a practical workbook for adolescents with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Written by a licensed clinical social worker who specializes in ADHD, it combines explanation, self-assessment, and activity-based learning to help teens understand how ADHD affects attention, planning, organization, and daily decision-making. The book belongs to the self-help and mental health workbook category, but its tone is deliberately accessible and supportive rather than clinical or academic. Its purpose is to translate executive functioning concepts into everyday tools that teens can actually use at school, at home, in sports, and in social situations, rather than treating ADHD only as a list of problems. The workbook frames it as a different way of thinking that can be managed more effectively when strengths and challenges are understood together. That makes the book especially relevant for teens, parents, educators, and clinicians looking for a structured but age-appropriate resource. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, executive functioning is presented as the core skill set behind ADHD management. A central idea in the workbook is that many ADHD struggles are really executive functioning challenges. Instead of focusing only on symptom labels, the book breaks the topic into practical abilities such as organizing materials, planning ahead, managing time, and responding appropriately in the moment. This approach matters because it gives teens a functional explanation for why schoolwork, routines, and follow-through can feel harder than they should. The book also uses the idea of becoming your own CEO, which helps reframe executive functioning as something that can be trained and monitored rather than something fixed. That framing is useful for teens because it turns abstract brain science into concrete self-management tasks. By emphasizing how executive functions influence everyday behavior, the workbook encourages readers to identify weak points without turning those weaknesses into identity statements. This makes the material more actionable and less stigmatizing than resources that simply describe ADHD as a disorder to endure. Secondly, the workbook format turns ADHD education into active skill practice. The book is built as a workbook, and that structure is one of its most important features. Instead of presenting information as a long explanatory essay, it asks teens to engage with prompts, exercises, and reflection activities that help them process what they are learning. This matters because adolescents often benefit more from applied learning than from passive reading, especially when the topic is self-regulation. The exercises are designed to make the material feel relevant to daily life, which is important for maintaining attention and encouraging retention. A workbook also creates a bridge between insight and behavior. Understanding ADHD is not enough unless the reader can practice new habits in realistic contexts. The interactive format supports repetition, which is especially useful when building routines around homework, planning, and organization. In that sense, the book is not just informational, it is structured as a tool for behavioral rehearsal. That gives it a more practical orientation than many general ADHD books for teens. Thirdly, the book uses a strength-based view to reduce shame and improve self-understanding. Another defining feature is its strength-based perspective. Rather than presenting ADHD only as a set of deficits, the workbook encourages teens to notice untapped strengths and learn how those strengths can be used productively. This is an important shift because shame often interferes with motivation, especially for adolescents who have already experienced repeated frustration in school or at home. By presenting ADHD as a different way of thinking, the book invites readers to separate their diagnosis from their value as a person. That distinction can improve self-awareness and reduce the tendency to interpret every mistake as evidence of failure. The emphasis on strengths does not ignore the real difficulties associated with ADHD, but it does make room for competence, creativity, and resilience. This balance is useful in a teen workbook because adolescents are especially sensitive to identity and peer comparison. A resource that normalizes difference while still addressing impairment can support healthier self-talk and better engagement with practical strategies. Fourthly, everyday situations like homework, friends, and sports are used as training grounds. The workbook stands out for applying ADHD strategies to ordinary teen situations rather than treating management as an abstract clinical process. Homework, friendships, sports, and daily responsibilities are treated as the places where executive functioning challenges actually show up. This makes the advice easier to understand because teens can immediately connect concepts like planning, reaction time, and organization to situations they know well. The practical value of this approach is that it avoids overcomplicated theory and focuses on habits that can improve real performance. For example, homework problems are not framed only as academic issues, but as planning and time management issues that may require new routines. Social and extracurricular contexts are also included, which broadens the book beyond school success and acknowledges that ADHD affects the whole day, not just class time. By using familiar settings, the workbook helps teens transfer skills across environments. That cross-context application is essential for lasting improvement, because a strategy that works only in one setting is unlikely to become a stable habit. Lastly, the supportive tone and Q&A style make the book approachable for teens and adults. The workbook is repeatedly noted for its calm, supportive, and non-judgmental tone. That tone is not a minor stylistic choice. It directly affects how usable the book is for teens who may already feel criticized or misunderstood. A supportive voice lowers resistance and makes it easier for readers to stay engaged with material that might otherwise feel overwhelming. The inclusion of a Q&A section also improves accessibility because it addresses common concerns in a direct, practical way. This format is particularly helpful for readers who want reassurance as well as instruction. The tone also makes the book useful for parents, clinicians, and educators, since it models a respectful way to discuss ADHD without relying on blame or excessive jargon. In a category crowded with advice books, this combination of warmth, structure, and clarity helps the workbook feel especially approachable. Its value lies not only in what it teaches, but in how it teaches it in a way that is likely to be received rather than resisted by the intended audience. In conclusion, Thriving with ADHD Workbook for Teens is best suited for teens ages 12 to 17 who are dealing with ADHD-related organization problems, distractibility, or difficulty following through on tasks. It is also a strong fit for parents, school counselors, therapists, and educators who want a resource that explains ADHD in practical terms without sounding clinical or punitive. The book offers two main benefits. It helps readers understand the mechanics of executive functioning, and it gives them a structure for practicing better habits in everyday life. Compared with many ADHD books for teens, it stands out for its workbook design, strength-based framing, and emphasis on realistic situations such as homework, sports, and peer interactions. It does not promise a cure or depend on abstract theory. Instead, it focuses on usable strategies, self-reflection, and confidence building through repetition. That makes it especially valuable in the teen self-help category, where engagement and clarity often matter more than dense explanation. For readers looking for a supportive, skill-oriented introduction to ADHD management, it is a well-positioned and practical choice. If you would like to support Allison Tyler LCSW, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.